Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Lord showed His lotus feet by raising them. His lotus feet are the source of all awards achieved by devotional service free from material contamination. Such awards are for those who worship in pure devotion. The splendor of the transcendental rays from His moon-like toenails and fingernails appeared like the petals of a flower. Purport. The Lord fulfills the desires of everyone just as one desires. Pure devotees are interested in achieving the transcendental service of the Lord, which is none different from Him. Therefore, the Lord is the only desire of the pure devotees, and devotional service is the only spotless process for achieving His favor. Srila Rupa Goswami says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that pure devotional service is jnana karma anavritam. Pure devotional service is without any tinge of speculative knowledge and fruitive activities. Such devotional service is able to award the pure devotee the highest result, namely direct association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. According to the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, the Lord showed one of the many thousands of petals of His lotus feet. It is said, Brahmanosav anavartam me dhyata stuta parardhante so buddhyata gopavesho me purashtat avir babhuva. After penetrating for millions of years, Lord Brahma could understand the transcendental form of the Lord as Sri Krishna in the dress of a cowherd boy, and thus he recorded his experience in the Brahma Samhita in the famous prayer, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurundinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. Pumsam Swakamaya Vivikta Marge Abhyarchatam Kama Dudangri Padmam Padar Shayantam Kripayana Kindu Mukha Binanguli Charupatram. The Lord showed His lotus feet by raising them. His lotus feet are the source of all awards achieved by devotional service free from material contamination. Such awards are for those who worship Him in pure devotion. The splendor of the transcendental rays from the moon, from His moon-like toenails and fingernails appeared like the petals of a flower. So we're continuing to hear the manifestation of Lord Brahma from Vishnu. Brahma, as we heard, he appeared, he came from the, was born from the lotus, from the navel, a lotus, from the navel of the Lord, a lotus sprung. And from there, from the stem, Lord Brahma came up and was sitting, and he didn't know what to do. So he went back in, and again he heard something, and then he came out and he heard tapa, to do tapasya, meditation. And he did that, and got so many realizations. And we are hearing over here that the Lord mercifully showed him his feet. He's being able to see his feet now. The Lord showed his foot, lotus feet, by raising them. So this purport is really beautiful, actually. It's glorifying the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what adhikar or what qualification do we have to see the lotus, to see the Lord face to face? We have no qualification. And therefore, we must surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. We must approach the Lord from His lotus feet. That's why when we take the darshan, when we're taking darshan of the deities, we normally start taking darshan from the lotus feet of the Lord. Or we should, if you're not. That is what our acharyas teach us. So this purport, this verse and purport, very nicely explained by Prabhupada, it captures the essence of pure devotional service. When one performs pure devotional service, they are eligible to see the Lord face to face. We see in so many instances throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam how whatever situation there is, it all comes, the prayer always ends up, I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. So many different, you know, we have the instance of Gajendra. When he wanted to surrender, what did he do? He glorified the lotus feet of the Lord. Then we see here, we see Brahma. I'll get back to Brahma actually, because there's a whole story with that, you know, the Brahma Vimohan Lila. But I would like to share a beautiful story from the Ramayana. But it doesn't just start in the Ramayana, but it goes so many years before that. When there was a tortoise, there was in the lake of the Garbhodaka ocean. And this tortoise was sincerely trying to serve the Lord. He wanted to sincerely touch the lotus feet of Vishnu. But whenever he approached Anantashesh, who the Lord was lying on, would always create some obstacles and push it away. Sometimes with Ananta's breath, sometimes with his tail. Like that, so many times this tortoise tried to come. Not only so many times until he gave up his body, he tried. But he didn't succeed in coming to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. But he came so many decades later when that tortoise took birth in Ram Leela as the boatman Kevat. When Lord Ram was in the forest or was going into exile and had to cross the river, he went to the forest of Guhaka. That's the name of the... So when he went to this forest, Guhaka's forest, Lord Ram had said the next day he would like to proceed ahead and go on his own. He didn't want, because the whole Ayodhya, everyone was there. All his followers came behind him and they wanted to go with him to exile. But what happened? He didn't want this to happen. He wanted everyone to go back and do their duties. So he made a plan that the next morning he would cross the river. So he was speaking to Guhaka, and Kevat was listening to this conversation. And he was, Lakshman was there. They were strategizing everything, how they're going to do it, what time in the morning, all these things. And then, while strategizing, Kevat was just listening attentively, what's going to happen, how it's all going to unfold, and he's going to cross with the boat. And at that time, everything was discussed, and then Kevat went to all the other boatmen and he said, no one's boat should be parked here in this side of the bank. I want all of you to park your boat somewhere else. They shouldn't be parked in this area because the Lord was going to go from there. And only his boat was there. So in the morning when Lord Ram went on the banks of the Ganga, there was only one boat. And he wanted to cross before the Ayodhyavasis woke up and like all this drama, you know, following him. And so anyway, Sita Devi, Lord Ram, Lakshman and Guhaka, they all went to the river. They went to the banks of the river, and only one boat is there. So they approached Kevat. Could you help us cross the river? He said, well, I would like to do that, but I've heard so much about Lord Ram. You know, he once touched a stone. He touched his feet to the stone and that stone became a lady. I already have a wife. If he steps on this boat and this boat turns into a woman, I'll have to take care of it. Okay. So what's your proposal? Well, my proposal is that I should first get a chance to wash that foot, just one foot. I want to wash that one foot, and then we can move ahead. So you, okay, fine, let's get, you know, Lakshman was getting angry at this point, yeah, like, what's the plot, you know, what's your plan, just get over. Okay, he did that, he bathed that foot, and then he said, but what if the other foot, you step in with the other foot, and the other foot makes it a woman, what am I going to do? Okay, so what do you want to do? I want to also wash that. Okay, so he got to wash that foot also. And Lakshman and Sita Devi are just amazed by how the Kevat, just a boatman, could get this done. People or demigods are desiring this for lifetimes, to touch the feet of the Lord. And here, just a simple boatman got it done just like this. You know, so amazing. And then, after that, he stopped Lord Ram. He said, he drank that Charanamrita, and he offered the same Charanamrita. He left Lord Ram standing there, waiting for him. He went to his house, gave the Charanamrita to his children, to his wife, and then came back, and he took Lord Ram to the other side of the Ganga. And when they reached the other side of Ganga, what happened? The Lord asked, how can we reciprocate with you? What should I give you? You know, the Lord is Maryada Purushottam. How a human being should behave. He was portraying that. So this is also a nice lesson. We should reciprocate, you know. So he asked, how can I reciprocate with you? What can I give you? He said, I don't want anything from you. But I have taken you across this river. So at the end of my life, I want you to help me cross this ocean of birth and death. So Lord Ram was really pleased. He was really pleased with him, and he gave him benediction. And he took Mother Sita's ring and also gave that as a token of appreciation. So what do we learn from this? Ye yathamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. We have to surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is what today's verse is really talking about. Srila Prabhupada is talking about, in the purport, he's also quoting Srila Rupa Goswami's quotation from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmad anavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttamam. That we have to perform devotional service. How? What kind of devotional service? Pure devotional service. What does pure devotional service means? It should be without any jnana, karma, etc. Okay. Yeah. It should be without any personal motivation. And then the Lord also reciprocates. And he says this in the Bhagavad Gita, which is Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vam yam. That by worshipping or by surrendering to the Supreme Lord, He takes care, He preserves what one has and provides what one is lacking. So this is the process of surrendering. There was a very nice brahmana, a learned brahmana in Jagannath Puri. He was not very learned. Well, but he used to study the Bhagavad Gita because his guru had instructed him. And while doing that, he came across this verse. And he took this verse very, very to his heart. Ananyas chintayantomam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam mahamyam. We have to surrender. Our goal should be to surrender to Krishna. And then he will take care of us. So he really imbibed this in his life. He had full faith that the Lord would always protect him, because Krishna has said so many times in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja aham tam sharma papebhyo mokshayishyami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me, I should deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. He has already promised this. Manmana bhava mad bhakto matyaji mam namaskurum. You know, he has also given the process how you can surrender. Always remember, think of me, worship me, offer whatever you have to me. So he has already given this process. So he was just following this, but his wife was not convinced about this. So once there was lots of rain, maybe a typhoon, whatever, and it was flooding. And while it was flooding, of course people couldn't go out to shop. It had been a few days, there was nothing in the house. So it's like the wife was like constantly nagging the husband, and the husband was constantly in studying Bhagavad Gita. So he was like constantly meditating, and she was constantly nagging him, do something about it. And then he just showed him, look at this beautiful verse. Krishna is going to take care of us. Whatever we lack, He will give us. Whatever we have, He will preserve. So don't worry. If we really, Krishna will take care of us. And she was like so frustrated. And he went to take some rest, and she just like, she with a pen, just cancelled out that verse. Ha! You're saying this, Krishna, but you're not, you know, my children have been starving for past few days, and what's happening? You know, this is a lie. And she cancelled out the verse. And what happened next? Two boys came in a boat, knocking at the door. And he said, my uncle, where is my uncle? Oh, he's taking rest. Oh, I am the friend of his... we are the children of his friends. Okay? And my father owns a Russian shop, and he has sent all this for you. And the boat was full of so many things. And he filled up the whole house with all these items. And she was like amazed, what's going on? And these two boys, after everything was done, there was much more things, but there was no space in the house. So what happened was that the wife said, why don't you distribute this to others who also need it? Because it's enough here. But before you go, what can I give you? Can I offer you a drink or something? Or can I offer you some lemon juice? And she's like, The blackish boy said, I can't drink lemon juice because I have cuts on my tongue. So she didn't think anything about it, and then the boys left, and then the husband woke up with a nice smell. He was starving for a few days, and you know, you can smell a nice cooking. Yeah, nice cooking. And he woke up and he's like, he saw all this place full of nice bhoga and everything, and nice feast and everything. And he's like, oh, and then the wife was so excited and like, you know this person? Your friend? He said, what friend? I don't know any friend who has a ration shop. But he said, the children said that they care, the father sent them with all this bhoga for you. Said, no, I don't know. But then this lady started giving description. Oh, one boy was blackish and one was very, very bright. And they were so extraordinary, and they brought all this bhoga. And they said, okay. And then he ate and everything, and then he started reading, and then he saw this verse being cut down, and he said, can you tell me more about those? And then she started revealing, I tried to offer this juice, but he said that his tongue had cuts. So he said, oh my God, there's something here. And then of course they went, and the wife also started realizing her mistakes, and she rushed, she revealed more that this is what she did and stuff. And then they all went to the temple of Jagannath. And when they went to the temple of Jagannath, this wife of the Brahmana could literally see that there were cuts on the face, on the mouth of Lord Jagannath. And then she realized a mistake, that the words of the Lord can never be wrong. He may try us, he may put us through so many obstacles to test us, but if we have faith and full surrender at his lotus feet, he'll give us everything. The same he did, it's said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajetam purusham param. Whatever you desire, may it be material, spiritual, you may desire liberation, you have to surrender to the right person, to the root cause of this whole material creation. Only he can give us everything. It may take a while, it might take some perseverance, it might take some, you know, fall downs, and it might take so many things, but ultimately Krishna will take care of you. And therefore we see this has been the same thing. Anyone who comes, I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. This is the same thing. It's all about the lotus feet of the Lord. Surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord. Kunti Devi, what did she do? She surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. When Uttara was being attacked, same thing. Her prayers was the same thing. I offer my obeisances. I take shelter at your lotus feet. Same. Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, they mistook Krishna to be an ordinary person. They've committed so much offenses. Offenses to the Lord. When they wanted for forgiveness, what did they say? I surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So what do we learn from this? The message is very simple. We must surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So Brahma, we go back to Brahma. Brahma, we hear the Brahma Vimohan Leela. I don't want to get into the whole thing. But Prabhupada quotes that Brahma surrendered and offered very beautiful prayers, the Brahma Samhita prayers. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami is connected to this Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahma being very, very... of course, these are the same devotees, Brahma, Indra, all these demigods, devotees of the Lord, who went to the Garbhodaka ocean, praying to the Lord that He must appear. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. That please come, you know, annihilate the miscreants, establish religious principles. He wanted this to happen. So they go, they pray, but because Krishna is performing his pastimes, he covers them with Maya. And they forget that this is Krishna. But Krishna's pastimes are so enchanting, or they are so sweet, that they also get covered by this Maya. And what happened was that being covered by Maya, Brahma forgot Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He still went. He went to try Krishna, test Krishna, that is this actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And therefore he stole all the coward boys, coward ladies, coward boys, and the calves. For one whole year, I don't want to get into the calculations again because it's so confusing for me. But it was like few seconds of Brahma, right? It was a few seconds of Brahma, but it was one whole year of the residence of Vrindavan, and. In that one whole residence, one whole year of the Vrajvasis, Krishna appeared again as all the cowherd boys and the calves, and gave so much bliss to the Vrajvasis and the cows of Vrindavan. And Brahma came back and noticed, I just left few seconds ago with these calves and the coward boys. What's happening? Why are these coward boys here? Why are the calves here? And when the Lord, when Brahma sees this, the Lord manifests. When Brahma is seeing this from afar, the Lord manifests Himself. All those coward boys and the calves manifest in four-handed forms. Vishnu form. And when Brahma saw this from far, he realized his mistake. And when he realized his mistake, he surrendered to the Lord and he offered the Brahma Samhita prayers. So the prayers of these pure devotees, of the Vaishnava acharyas, are very, very important for us to understand what pure devotional service is and how we can surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyway, there are other stories I could get into, but I would like to hear reflections from the devotees. So any reflections, please? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. So you're speaking about surrendering to the Lord. I was wondering if you could speak a bit about Guru Tattva.
Guru Tattva, what can I say? Guru Tattva, Guru, Maybe I'll first ask the seniors to say something, and then I might be able to get some. Maybe Prem Arnav, would you like to say something on Guru Tattva, please? Till I get myself together.
What do you want to say? It's a very broad subject matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to kind of dwindle it down a bit? What do you? I mean, yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, our whole Krishna consciousness philosophy boils down to one thing, really, and that is pleasing the spiritual master. Yashya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, we sing every morning. So yeah, without pleasing the spiritual master, you can't please Krishna, right? So so your pleasing means to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And then by following the instructions, one develops certain qualities as well. When you're developing those qualities, then the spiritual master sees that you're serious. You see, devotional service is not very, it's not a cheap thing. It's not like, I think I was mentioning the other day, Dhruva Maharaj was asking for so many material things. And then when Lord Narayan came and gave Dhruva Maharaj everything he asked for, he satisfied all his material desires. Dhruva Maharaj was thinking, well, you know, I came to Krishna looking for broken glass, and he's given me a valuable jewel. So broken glass can be obtained anywhere, cheap. You can pick it up from the bin. But a jewel has to be purchased from a high-class jeweler. And so the spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master, is like the high-class jeweler. And all these other yogis and bogies and quacks, they're like, the most they can give you is broken glass in the form of satisfying your lusty material desires. So the bona fide spiritual master, he's not there to satisfy our material desires, he's there to give us the highest thing, and that is Krishna prema. But we need to be qualified to accept that. So the spiritual master is testing us. And when you please the spiritual master, then transcendental knowledge is revealed from within. That's our philosophy. Yeah. I mean, Guru Tattva is one of the most difficult things to understand, actually. It's not an easy subject matter. Yeah. It's not something you can just
speak about it.
But, you know, I think you understand that anyway, right?
We also chant the Guru Puja prayers, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadnam. So this is the Vaishnava Acharyas give us in their songs, in their poems, the process of surrender to the spiritual master. What is the process? You should read the translation to this song. It gives us the lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only ways by which we can attain pure devotional service. And then we have to bow down to those lotus feet with awe and reverence. Then, by His grace... Okay, yes. And then so on and so forth. We'll be able to attain that pure relationship with Krishna. So yeah, gurus, again, the lotus feet is there, you know. Shakshadharitvena samasta shastre uktastatha bhavyate vasadbir. There's, because the spiritual master knows Krishna, he is none different than him in that aspect, because he has full knowledge about the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we give the spiritual master the same respect as we give to the Supreme Lord. Does that answer your question? Okay. Any comments, and then we can end. Yes. I was asking.
And the story you told of the turtle,
yes,
trying to approach the lotus feet of Mahavishnu and Anantashesh pushing him away, I found it difficult to understand because Anantashesh is the Lord Balaram, and Balaram is said to be Guru Tattva, the original spiritual master who is supposed to help us get closer to Krishna. So why was it that he was pushing him away?
I think so. Maybe it's teaching us that devotional service is not easily achieved. It takes years, if not years, births, to attain, to get a chance to perform devotional service, or to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanamam mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. Takes many lifetimes, many births, to actually come in direct touch with the Supreme Lord. Even though the Supreme Lord was there, there must be a reason why Anantashesh was pushing him away. Maybe the turtle wasn't ready. I can't say for a fact. I mean, I just narrated in a story form. But that's my understanding, if someone would like to expand on that. Ah, Mother Jagat Priya, yes, you should.
No, just one understanding is also that we may interpret it as pushing away as being something negative, but yeah, actually it was something very positive.
Positive.
It just looked negative, but he had to wait to receive the mercy, you know. So it was actually a positive act in that sense.
Yeah.
Yes, just some thoughts.
And that's why when he was trying to touch one foot, but here he got to wash, actually perform Abhishek for the Lord. Okay, I'm going to end because it's time, but any more questions I could answer out of the class, if you don't mind. Yeah? Because it's past time, I don't want to keep devotees from their breakfast. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Bol.